today's contestants. An investment analyst from New York, New York, Nipun Tulshia. An accounting student from Canton, Michigan, Catherine Flute. And our returning champion, a management consultant from Wynwood, Pennsylvania, Travis Gaylord, whose one day cash winnings total $14,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard. Good to have you with us. Nipun and Catherine, welcome aboard. And Travis, good to see you again. Is your young son Tyler in the audience to cheer you on today?
He sure is.
All right, good. Let's go to work. Let's see if you can make him feel proud again today. Here are the categories for the first round of play. Around Ohio. Good state. Next. Where does it hurt? Give us one letter in your response. Irritable owl syndrome. Writers are having fun. Monumental television, and finally, in the environment. Each correct response is comprised of the letters that you find in the word environment. Travis, start.
Ohio for eight.
Through a narrow valley known locally as the Flats, the Cuyahoga River divides this metropolis. Travis.
What is Cleveland?
That's it.
Ohio 1000.
It's your Ohio newscaster audition. Pronounce this seat of Allen County. And remember, it's not said like the city in Peru. Nipun?
What is Lima?
Yes.
Monumental television for 400, please.
A statue in Salem, Massachusetts, honoring this 1960s sitcom, has the main character riding a broomstick. Travis?
What is Bewitched?
Correct.
In the environment for eight.
It's another name for a winemaker. Nipun?
A vineyard.
Nope. Catherine or Travis? What is a vintner? Vintner. Yeah. Travis, back to you.
Give us one letter for eight.
It begins two Mexican states, but is the only letter not present in the names of the 50 U.S. states. Travis.
What is X?
No. Catherine.
What is Q?
That's the letter.
Give us one letter, 1,000.
In 1927, Ford introduced its next generation of cars, the model this. Catherine.
What is T?
Nope. Travis or Nipun? What is the model A? The model T preceded it. Catherine, back to you.
One letter, 600.
Chess notation for the piece that can move exactly one square in any direction. Nipun.
What is K?
K for king.
In the environment for 1,000, please.
It can mean the countries of Eastern Asia or to familiarize yourself with your surroundings. Travis.
What is Orient?
Good.
Where does it hurt for eight?
Arthralgia. These parts, whether hinge or ball and socket. Nipun?
What is joint?
Good.
Give us one letter for 200, please.
Type of shirt that proverbially suits you to this letter. Travis.
What is T?
That's it.
Around Ohio for six.
30 miles of historic byway in Ohio are dedicated to this 19th century planter. The area includes some of his original nurseries. Nipun.
Who is Johnny Appleseed?
Good.
Where does it hurt for 200, please?
Dermatalgia. Catherine.
What is skin?
Yes.
Where does it hurt, 1,000?
The answer there is the Daily Double, and you at the moment have no money. However, as you know, you can risk up to 1,000.
I'll wager 1,000.
All right, here is the clue. Myalgia. These parts.
What is...
It's not coming. What are muscles? Muscles for myalgia. Go again.
Where does it hurt, 600?
Odontalgia. Catherine?
What are teeth?
Yes.
Where does it hurt, 400?
Hepatalgia. Catherine?
Sorry.
Oh, darn. Travis or Nipun?
No chance.
No chance? All right. What is the liver? The liver. All right. We're going to take a break, folks. Back in a moment. Nipun Tulshian is an investment analyst from New York who did some studying abroad in London, but with a specific purpose in mind.
Yeah, so we actually
ended up doing what we were instructed specifically not to do and scheduled all of our classes for Monday and Tuesday. So me and three friends traveled 5 days a week for 3 months.
Throughout Europe?
Throughout Europe.
Great learning experience.
Lots of learning.
Favorite place?
Prague.
Prague. Ah, beautiful city.
Yes, sir.
All right, Catherine Flute from Canton, Michigan. Once bitten by a wild animal in Belize. What are we talking about here? Big cat or something?
An iguana, actually.
Really? How big an iguana?
Probably about yay big.
What were you doing with your hand? I assume you were bitten on the hand.
Yeah. The guides encouraged us to feed them, which is probably not a great idea. But as I was leaning down, one got extremely excited and just chomped down right on my middle finger. No lizard powers yet, but I'll let you all know.
Thank you very much. Yes. All righty then. Okay. Travis Gaylord from Pennsylvania. You were once trying to watch your son, and I mentioned him at the beginning of the program, your son in a parade. And what happened?
Yeah, so it was the first, it's my older son, Trent. He was in a parade, first time Halloween parade, and this guy came by and was standing in front, had two other guys right beside him, and I was like, who is this guy? He thinks he can just stand in the middle. And then I looked closer, and I was like, this is when we lived in Chicago, and it was Senator Barack Obama. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go find another place to watch the parade.
I'll check my son out further down the street.
Exactly.
All right, let's get back into this, and Catherine is in command of the board.
Monumental
Make a selection.
Television, 1,000.
A statue of this Jackie Gleason character graces the New York Port Authority bus terminal. Travis.
What is...
Oh, you ran out of time. You have to remember the honeymooners.
The honeymooners.
Ralph Cramden. Catherine, go again.
Monumental 800.
Complete with carved Johnny. Johnny Carson Park is in this Los Angeles suburb, the longtime home of The Tonight Show. Nippon.
What is Burbank?
Good.
Monumental television, 200, please.
A Milwaukee statue of Henry Winkler's Happy Days character is rhymingly called the Bronze This. Travis.
Well, it's Fonz.
The Bronze Fonz. Good.
Monumental for 6.
This Kansas City that attracts Western-loving tourists has a life-size statue of Marshall Dillon from Gunsmoke. And that would be Dodge City. Travis.
Give us one letter for 4.
Let's pull this unit of acceleration equal to the acceleration of gravity at the Earth's surface. Travis.
What is G?
Yes, we'll pull 1G.
Gotta go owl syndrome for 2.
Like others, this owl familiar of Harry Potter perished in Deathly Hallows. Catherine.
Who is Hedwig?
Yes.
Owl 400.
This owl, named for its shrill cry, gets very irritable when it is mobbed by the songbirds it normally preys on. Catherine.
What is a screech owl?
Correct.
Owl 1000.
When Winnie the Pooh and Piglet go to see Owl's treehouse in this forest, the wind knocks the tree over. Catherine.
What is the 100-acre woods?
That is right. Less than a minute now.
Owl 800.
Mr. Owl never does quite figure out exactly how many licks it takes to get to the center of one of these lollipops. Nippon.
What is a Tootsie Roll?
No. Catherine?
What is a Tootsie Pop?
Tootsie Pop, yeah, not roll.
Owl 600?
It's safe to say Woodsy Owl would be peeved if you did this. He did ask us to give a hoot and not to do it. Travis?
What is pollute?
Yes.
Around Ohio for 2.
Toledo is a major port on this great lake. Travis.
What is Erie?
Good.
Ohio 400.
Walsh University and the Pro Football Hall of Fame both opened in this city in the 1960s. Nippon.
What is Canton?
Correct.
In the environment for 2, please.
It's the name in common to Paris's subway and Washington, D.C.'s rail system. Travis.
What is Metro?
Yes, and with that, you come back up to 2,200. Catherine is out of the red. That's good, but she's in third place. That's bad. But she goes first in Double Jeopardy. All right, it's time for Double Jeopardy. Catherine, I hope you enjoy these categories. I hope they're to your liking. Apostolic names. Newer World Heritage Sites. Hello. I also compose film music. Admirable admirals. And finally, too long, didn't read. Where do we start?
apostolic names, 1,200.
This apostolic name is also a game of flashing red, blue, yellow, and green lights. Nipun.
Who's Simon?
Yeah.
Hello for 400, please.
This greeting is a shortening of Hebrew for peace be with you. Nipun.
What is shalom?
Good.
Admirable Admirals, 12, please.
Answer. Daily double, just like that. You have a $2,000 lead over Travis.
3,000, please.
Okay. On July 30th, 1588, Admiral Howard left this city's harbor to meet the Armada. 32 years later, another ship set sail from there.
What is Southampton?
No. What is Plymouth? And the other ship was the Mayflower. So you're in third place now. Go again.
Admiral Admirals, 2000, please.
This admiral's tombstone at Arlington National Cemetery calls him the father of the nuclear navy. Nipun.
Who is Nimitz?
No. Catherine or Travis? Who is Hyman Rickover? Nipun, back to you.
Admiral Admirals, 1600.
Admiral Yi Sun Shin, who repelled multiple Japanese invasions in the 1590s, is this country's national hero. Travis.
Was Korea?
Korea, yes.
Admirals for 8.
After his victory at Manila Bay in 1898, he was given the rank of Admiral of the Navy. And that would be George Dewey. Back to you, Travis.
400 admirals.
In 1864, Admiral David Farragut's forces sealed off this Alabama city, one of the last major southern supply ports. Travis.
What is Mobile?
You got it.
Apostolic names for 4.
The OED lists traitor as a definition for this biblical name. Catherine.
What is Judas?
Correct.
Apostolic names, 2000.
Answer, daily double.
I will wager 2000.
All right. The Spanish Diego is the equivalent to this apostolic name.
What is,
What is James? James. All right, you're at 0. You're in second place, if that makes you feel any better. Go again.
Apostolic names, 16.
In a Zeus tale, a boy with this apostolic name had 500 hats. Catherine?
Who is Bartholomew?
Correct.
Apostle, 800.
As luck would have it, an oft-injured NFL quarterback with this apostolic name retired before the 2019 season began. Nipun.
Who's Andrew?
Yes, Andrew Luck.
Newer sites, 800, please.
In 2019, UNESCO added Vatnajökull National Park, which contains Iceland's largest this, for now. Travis?
Was it Glacier?
Glacier, yes.
TL for 4.
1,200 plus pages? Give me the gist of this novel. The French invade Russia. 500 characters? Prince Andrei Bolkonsky. Got it. Nipun.
What is War and Peace?
That's the novel.
TL 1,200, please.
Dickens's tale of a seemingly endless lawsuit is contained in the 900 plus pages of this homely novel. And that would be Bleak House. Nipun?
TL 800, please.
This 17th century adventure opens in La Mancha, and about 800 pages later, its title guy renounces chivalry as foolish and dies. Nipun?
What is Don Quixote?
Correct.
Film music, 800, please.
Ludwig Göransson won Grammys for composing Black Panther and co-writing this 2018 Childish Gambino song. Catherine?
What is This Is America?
Yes.
Film music, 1,200?
Anyone who has seen Birdman can guess that its composer, Antonio Sanchez, is mostly known for playing these instruments. Playing drums. Catherine?
TL, 1,600.
Formerly imprisoned in a chateau, our hero first spots the island in this title around one-fifth of the way through the 1,000 pages. Nipun.
What is the Count of Monte Cristo?
That's it.
Hello, 800, please.
The OED spells this Australian greeting with an apostrophe. Nipun.
What is g'day?
Yeah.
Hello for 12.
Unlike a more popular synonym, Valina means greetings in this language, but does not mean goodbye. talking about Hawaiian. Nipun?
Hello, 16.
This two-word Spanish greeting means, what's happening? Nipun?
Es que pasa.
Good.
Heritage Sites 4.
UNESCO mentioned the picturesque and romantic movement when it added this English district, beloved by Coleridge. And that would be the Lake District. Nipun, back to you.
TNL 2000.
Nearly living up to its name, this novel by David Foster Wallace boasts nearly 1,100 pages, including 10 on the disassembly of a bed. Catherine.
What is Infinite Jest?
Good.
Hello, 2000.
Also a dance, this word is commonly used as a Swahili greeting. Catherine?
What is Jambo?
No. Travis or Nipun? You're so close. What is Mambo? Mambo. Less than a minute now, Catherine.
Film Music 2000.
In the 1930s, this Russian composed Peter and the Wolf and scored the movie Alexander Nevsky. And the composer is Prokofiev. Catherine?
Film Music 16.
This man has composed music for some of the movies he's directed, like Flags of Our Fathers and Mystic River. And that would be Clint Eastwood. Four clues left, Catherine.
World Heritage 2000.
In 2018, UNESCO added Ivrea, an industrial commune near Turin, where this Italian company made typewriters, not cooking oils. And the company is Olivetti. And with that, low-scoring game. Tough material today. Let's hope that final is going to be easier. Here is the category. World mammals. World mammals. Is that easier? We'll find out when we reveal the clue in a moment.
Tracking our next weather maker, bringing us some rain that's going to move in through the overnight into tomorrow. Have those umbrellas ready. A look at how long that rain will be sticking around.
Live election coverage as the results pour in. See the biggest change-ups as the numbers are finalized.
In this Geico sequel ad, it's what these dang woodchucks keep chucking. What is wood? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
World mammals, that's the subject in final today, and this is the clue. A drawing of it by John Hunter, naturalist and governor of New South Wales, published in 1802, labels it Ornithorhynchus paradoxus. 30 seconds. Good luck, players. South Wales mentioned in the clue takes you to Australia. Now you have to figure out which mammal we're talking about. We come to you first, Catherine. What did you put down as your response? What is the kiwi? No, sorry, that isn't going to do it. $23.99 is what you lose. That leaves you with a dollar only. Let's go to our champion, Travis Gaylord. Had $5,000 going into final, and he came up with a platypus. The duck-billed platypus is correct. What did you risk? 201. You now have a $1 lead over Nipun, who had 5,200 going into final and came up with a kangaroo. That'll cost him if he risked anything, and he did everything. He's finishing in third place. Travis, you win 5,201. Not a lot of money, but it gives you a two-day total of $20,002, and you get to play again to try to win big bucks. We'll see if you can do it tomorrow. Join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Prilosec OTC. Kick your antacid habit with Prilosec OTC.
Frequent heartburn? Not anymore. The Prilosec OTC two-week challenge is helping people love what they love again. Just one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. Because life starts when heartburn stops. Take the challenge at PrilosecOTC.com.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.